This is an oral recall exercise. You will hear a text recorded in segments, with pauses between the segments. Listen to each segment. At the end of each segment, you will hear a beep, followed by a pause. During the pause, repeat in English what you have just heard. You may not take notes during the oral recall exercise. The test will begin in 5 seconds.
Mrs. Jackie White lives at 537 First Street in Timmins. On the evening of October the 8th, 2009, she and her son Tom were home. Her daughter Janet was out for the evening. Janet phoned home around midnight to say that she would be home soon, so Mrs. White and her son got ready for bed. Before turning in for the night, Mrs. White made sure that the door was locked. But she didn't deadbolt it because she knew Janet would be back shortly. Mrs. White was fast asleep on her stomach when all of a sudden somebody grabbed her hair, pulled it back, and put his arm around her neck. Mrs. White screamed. Then the intruder let her go and ran to the bedroom door. Just before he turned the corner, Mrs. White turned around and caught a glimpse of him in the hall, which was lit. He had dark hair and was wearing a white t-shirt and dark pants. As she was getting up to follow him, she heard her daughter, who had just come into the house, yelling at somebody to get out. By the time Mrs. White came out into the hall, the man was at the door, but she had the opportunity to look at him again. She recalls that he had not only dark hair, but also dark arms. That's why she concluded that he was Aboriginal. After the intruder ran away, Janet bolted the door and called the police. As they were waiting for the police to arrive on the scene, Mrs. White remembered stumbling over something as she tried to follow the man out of her bedroom. Janet and she went back into the hall where they found a pair of old, beat-up shoes and a black hoodie. Since these items did not belong to the residents of the house, they concluded they belonged to the intruder. In the right pocket of the hoodie was a driver's license identifying the intruder as Mr. Sam Winter from Kapuskasing. A few hours later, he was picked up by police in a local bar.
The test is now over. Now that you have completed this exercise, compare your results with the example scoring units shown in the manual. You will find these examples following this oral recall exercise in the manual. Make sure that you have communicated each of these scoring units correctly.